sexual harm prevention order. SHPO is a civil court order in England and Wales that restricts what a person can do, and since 2022, can also require them to do certain things in order to protect the public from sexual harm. It lasts a minimum of 5 years, applies only to people with a qualifying conviction, caution, or equivalent finding, and breaching it is a criminal offense carrying up to 5 years in prison. If you or someone close to you is facing an SHPO application, or already living under one, this guide explains exactly what the order does, how long it lasts, what it means for your job, and the realistic routes to getting it varied or removed. Key elements of a sexual harm prevention order. Feature detail. Legal basis sections 103A, 103K, Sexual Offenses Act 2003, Sentencing Act 2020. Jurisdiction England and Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland have separate regimes. Type of order civil order, but breach is a criminal offense. Who it applies to people convicted, cautioned, found not guilty by reason of insanity, or found to have done the act for a Schedule 3 or Schedule 5 offense. Minimum duration 5 years, or until further order indefinite. Standard of proof, on application, balance of probabilities since 29 November 2022. Breach penalty up to 5 years, imprisonment. Side effect, triggers sex offender notification requirements for the life of the order. Earliest discharge usually 5 years, unless police consent. What does a sexual harm prevention order mean? A sexual harm prevention order means a court has decided that specific legal controls over your behavior are necessary to protect the public or particular people from sexual harm from you. The order does not punish you for something you have already done. That is what the sentence is for. An SHPO looks forward, not back. It is a preventative tool, and the court must be satisfied each individual condition is necessary and proportionate to the risk identified. There are two ways an SHPO can be made. On conviction, the Crown Court or a magistrate's court imposes the order when sentencing you for an offense listed in Schedule 3 or Schedule 5 of the Sexual Offenses Act 2003. On application, a chief officer of police, the Director General of the National Crime Agency, British Transport Police, or Ministry of Defense Police applies to a magistrate's court because someone with a qualifying past conviction has since behaved in a way that gives reasonable cause to believe an order is necessary. SHPO versus sexual risk order, a common confusion. Many online guides, including some AI-generated summaries, wrongly state that an SHPO can be imposed on someone with no criminal record. That is not correct. An SHPO always requires a qualifying conviction, caution, or equivalent finding. The order for people with no such history is a sexual risk order, SRO. SHPO SRO requires a conviction or caution, yes, no. Trigger Schedule 3 or 5 offense, an act of a sexual nature. Minimum length, 5 years, 2 years. Triggers notification requirements. Yes, no, but breach reporting applies. Breach penalty, up to 5 years. If you have been served with paperwork, check the heading carefully. The two orders have different tests, different minimum durations, and different consequences. Importantly, a spent conviction can still be used as the qualifying trigger for an application. What restrictions can an SHPO impose? An SHPO can prohibit you from doing anything described in the order. The terms are drafted case by case rather than taken from a standard list, which is why two people convicted of similar offenses can end up with very different orders. Common prohibitions include internet and device restrictions, installing monitoring software, keeping browsing history, notifying police of devices, restricting cloud storage or encryption, or limiting internet-capable devices to a declared list. Contact restrictions, no unsupervised contact with under 18s, or no contact with named individuals. Location restrictions, staying away from schools, playgrounds, swimming pools, parks, or specified addresses. Living arrangements, notifying police before staying overnight in a household with children. Employment and volunteering, declaring any work or unpaid role involving contact with children or vulnerable adults. Foreign travel, a prohibition on traveling abroad, which can last a maximum of 5 years at a time, but can be renewed. The 2022 change most guides miss, positive requirements. Older articles state that an SHPO can only stop you doing things and cannot make you do anything. That has been out of date since 29 November 2022. Sections 175 and 176 of the Police, Crime, Sentencing and Courts Act 2022 gave courts the power to attach positive requirements to SHPOs and SROs. A court can now order you to attend a behavior change or offender treatment program, take part in alcohol or drug treatment, submit to a polygraph test, wear an electronic monitoring tag. Before imposing most positive requirements, the court must hear evidence about who will supervise the requirement and whether it is workable and enforceable. If you are subject to one, you must stay in touch with the supervising person and tell them if you move home. The same act also lowered the standard of proof on the application route to the balance of probabilities, bringing SHPOs into line with other civil preventative orders. In practical terms, this made these orders easier for the police to obtain. Are convicted rapists given a sexual harm prevention order? Not automatically, but frequently. Rape is a Schedule 3 offense, so a court sentencing someone for rape has the power to impose an SHPO. It is not an automatic or mandatory part of the sentence. The court must still be satisfied that the order is necessary to protect the public from sexual harm, and each condition must be justified by the risk in that specific case. Where the offending involved grooming online, contact with children, or a pattern of predatory behavior, an SHPO is very likely. Where a lengthy custodial sentence and license conditions already manage the risk, a court may conclude an order is unnecessary. Two things are worth separating. Notification requirements. The Sex Offenders Register apply automatically on conviction for qualifying offenses based on sentence length. A rape conviction with a custodial sentence of 30 months or more carries indefinite notification. An SHPO is a separate, discretionary order that adds behavioral conditions on top. Does a sexual harm prevention order put you in prison? No, an SHPO is not a prison sentence and does not, by itself, result in custody. It is a civil order that controls behavior in the community. However, the connection to prison is real in two ways. Breaching the order is a criminal offense. It carries a maximum of 5 years, imprisonment on indictment. A conditional discharge is not available for breach, which signals how seriously courts treat it. An SHPO is often made alongside a custodial sentence. The prison time comes from the sentence, not the order. The order typically bites when you are released. The Sentencing Council's guideline for breach of an SHPO runs from a financial penalty at the lowest end up to 4.5 years, custody at the highest. Culpability and harm drive the outcome, and crucially, harm here includes the risk of harm, not only harm actually caused. A technical breach with no victim can still attract a serious sentence if it undermined the purpose of the order. One quirk worth knowing: breach of an SHPO is not itself a Schedule 3 or 5 offense. That means a court sentencing you only for breach has no power to impose a fresh SHPO or vary the existing one. Appeals have succeeded on exactly this point. How long does a sexual harm prevention order last? An SHPO must last for a fixed period of at least 5 years or until further order, which means indefinitely. There is no maximum. Some practical detail that matters. If a court does not think an order is needed for 5 years, it should not make one at all. 5 years is the floor, not a starting point for negotiation. Different conditions can have different end dates. A court can impose a 10-year internet condition alongside a 5-year contact condition within the same order. Foreign travel prohibitions are capped at 5 years at a time, but can be renewed for further periods of up to 5 years. Until further order is common. It does not mean permanent, it means the order stays live until someone successfully applies to discharge it. The order can be renewed or extended on application if the court still considers it necessary. Because an SHPO keeps you on the notification requirements for its whole duration, an indefinite order effectively means indefinite registration, even if your sentence alone would have carried a shorter notification period. This is one of the strongest arguments for challenging an overlong order at the sentencing stage. How can I get a sexual harm prevention order lifted? You apply to the court under Section 103E of the Sexual Offenses Act 2003 to vary, renew, or discharge the order. Most people apply to very specific conditions rather than to remove the order entirely, because variation is a lower bar and courts respond better to a focused, proportionate request. The five-year rule: a court cannot discharge an SHPO within 5 years of the date it was made unless both you and the relevant chief officer of police consent. The only exception is an order containing nothing but foreign travel prohibitions. Variation, however, can be applied for at any time. Who can apply? You, the person subject to the order. The chief officer of police for the area where you live. A chief officer who believes you are in, or intend to come to, their area. The chief officer who originally applied for the order. Section 103E is strict about who may apply and which court has jurisdiction. Applications have been thrown out for procedural failures alone, so this is not a good area for DIY. How to apply to vary a sexual harm prevention order. Step 1, identify the correct court, generally the court that made the order. If it was made by the Crown Court on conviction, the application goes there. Getting this wrong will waste months. Step 2, pinpoint what you want changed and why. Lift the whole order rarely succeeds early on. Amend condition 4 so I can use a work laptop with monitoring software installed because my employer requires it is the kind of application courts grant. Step 3, build the evidence. This is what wins or loses the application. Completion, certificates from any treatment or behavior program. Reports from your offender manager, probation officer, or MAPPA panel. Evidence of stable housing, employment and relationships. A clean compliance record, no breaches, no missed notifications. Expert psychological risk assessment, where the stakes justify the cost. Evidence the condition is now disproportionate, e.g. a blanket internet ban when your job, benefits claim, and GP access are all online. Step 4, serve notice on the police. The relevant chief officer must be given the chance to respond and will usually be represented at the hearing. Where the police agree or do not actively oppose, your chances improve dramatically. A solicitor negotiating with the police in advance often achieves more than the hearing itself. Step 5, attend the hearing. The court applies the same necessity and proportionality test as when the order was made. It will ask whether the condition is still needed today, not whether it was justified years ago. Step 6, consider appeal or reapplication. If refused, you can usually reapply once circumstances have genuinely changed. Repeating an identical application without new evidence tends to harm your credibility. Timescale: a straightforward variation may take 2 to 4 months. Contested applications with expert evidence take considerably longer. Appealing an SHPO. Separate from variation, you can appeal against the making of the order under Section 103H, for example, on the basis that the conditions were too wide, insufficiently clear, or not justified by the evidence. Appeals are time-limited, usually 28 days from sentence, so act quickly. The Court of Appeal has repeatedly narrowed or quashed SHPOs that were vague, unpoliceable, or disproportionate, particularly blanket internet bans. Which jobs can I work with a sexual harm prevention order? This is one of the most searched questions on this topic, and the honest answer has 3 layers. Layer 1, the order's own conditions. Read your order first. If it prohibits unsupervised contact with under 18s, That rules out teaching, coaching, childcare, pediatric healthcare, and much of hospitality with young staff. If it restricts internet-enabled devices, IT, digital marketing, and most remote work become difficult or impossible without a variation. Layer 2, the barred lists. If you were convicted or cautioned for a relevant offense, you may have been placed on the DBS Children's Barred List, Adults Barred List, or both. Being barred is a legal prohibition, not a preference. A barred person cannot work in regulated activity with that group employed, self-employed, or as a volunteer. Applying for such a role while barred is itself a criminal offense. Note that barring flows from the underlying conviction, not from the SHPO itself, though the two usually travel together. Layer 3, disclosure. An SHPO will appear on enhanced DBS checks while it is in force, and roles eligible for standard or enhanced checks can see spent convictions too. Many professional regulators, teaching, nursing, social work, the SIA, taxi licensing, will refuse or revoke registration. Roles that are realistically open. Many people with an SHPO work, sectors that commonly remain viable. Construction, trades and manual labor. Warehousing, logistics and driving, subject to licensing checks. Manufacturing and production. Groundwork, landscaping and agriculture. Self-employment in a trade, where no regulated activity is involved. Cleaning and facilities, work in adult-only settings. Where to get help? If you are facing an SHPO application or sentencing, speak to a criminal defense solicitor before the hearing, not after. The single biggest determinant of how much an SHPO restricts the next decade of your life is how well its terms are argued at the point they are drafted. Legal aid may be available depending on your means and the proceedings. Stuart Miller Solicitors, our team defends clients facing sexual offense allegations, SHPO and SRO applications, breach proceedings, and applications to vary or discharge existing orders. We can review the terms of an order and advise on realistic prospects of change. Contact us for a free initial consultation. Frequently asked questions. Is an SHPO a conviction? No, an SHPO is a civil order, not a conviction, and does not appear as one. However, it is recorded on the police national computer, will show on enhanced DBS checks while in force, and breaching it produces a criminal conviction. Does an SHPO put you on the sex offenders register? Yes, under Section 103G of the Sexual Offenses Act 2003, an SHPO makes you subject to notification requirements for the full duration of the order, even if you would not otherwise have been subject to them or would have come off the register sooner. Can an SHPO be given without a conviction? No, an SHPO requires a qualifying conviction, caution, finding of not guilty by reason of insanity, or a finding that you did the act charged. The equivalent order for people without any such history is a sexual risk order. Can you appeal a sexual harm prevention order? Yes, under Section 103H of the Sexual Offenses Act 2003. Appeal deadlines are short, usually 28 days from the date of the order, so seek advice immediately. Appeals often succeed where conditions were drawn too widely or were impossible to comply with. What is an interim SHPO? An interim order under Section 103F is a temporary SHPO that a magistrate's court can make while a full application is pending. It has the same effect as a full order, but only lasts until the main application is decided. Can I travel abroad with an SHPO? It depends on your conditions. If your order contains a foreign travel prohibition, no. If not, you are still subject to notification requirements, which mean you must tell the police in advance of any travel outside the UK, typically at least 7 days beforehand. Do SHPOs apply in Scotland and Northern Ireland? Sections 103A, 103K apply to England and Wales. Scotland has its own SHPO regime under the Abusive Behaviour and Sexual Harm, Scotland, Act 2016, and Northern Ireland continues to use sexual offences prevention orders. Orders made in one jurisdiction can generally be enforced in the others. How much does it cost to apply to vary an SHPO? Costs vary with complexity. A straightforward, unopposed variation is considerably cheaper than a contested application requiring expert psychological evidence. Legal aid may be available depending on your means. Ask for a clear fee estimate before instructing anyone.